Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Don't You Worry podcast. It's your favorite hosts, Briley and Britton. We wanted to get on here today, and I want to start with just telling you guys kind of what to expect from us for the month of September. So we're in a very busy season of life with golf season, dance season, school, you're taking college classes.
Yeah.
So much happening, and we have kind of a lot in our schedule, so that leaves a little bit of less time for our podcast. And so we are still going to be creating content for you guys and doing social media content.
We were going to take the month off, and then we were like, we can't do that.
I know. So we're going to be doing little mini-sodes. So maybe like 5 to 10 minutes of still a little bit of content and just a little bit of maybe a devotion or some encouragement each day, each week. And we just want to still get content to you guys and still get some stuff happening so you guys aren't totally disappointed by us, but it will be shorter than our usual episodes.
Yeah, we just wanted to share a few things like for the next few weeks that have been encouraging to us, or you'll see what we have coming, but stay tuned on our socials and we will be back to longer episodes eventually.
Yes, we've got some great interviews lined up.
We are so excited with some guests coming.
Oh, yes.
But today, so we just wanted to talk about, I've been taking 3 college classes through Union University. So if you guys have been watching our podcast, or you can go back and listen, we did a review on Union. I don't know for sure if I'm going to college there, but it's a great school. And I'm taking 3 classes through them, a biology class, a English class, and an Old Testament class. So the Old Testament class is kind of like, why are you doing that? Well, one, I think it's really interesting, but also anywhere I've been thinking about going there or to a couple of different schools, and it would transfer anywhere I go. So I was like, well, we could go ahead and get that credit out of the way. But also, like, that's a really interesting thing because I've always tried to do like the Bible in a year.
And for Christian universities, you do need an Old Testament credit. Yes. That's what you're saying when transferring.
Yeah. But so anyway, I was like, this will be a really cool class to do. And something we actually learned that I just thought was a really cool concept I wanted to share was the comparison of the two ends of the Bible. So Genesis 1 and 2 are start off the Bible, first 2 chapters, and Revelation 21 and 22 are the very end. And those actually have a lot of parallels that I didn't see before, so I just wanted to share those. So if you want to go ahead and read off, I'll read off Genesis 1, 1 through 4, and then I'll let you read off the end of it. So in Genesis it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and the darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. He called the light day, and he called the darkness night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. So that is the very, very beginning of the entire Bible, the entire story of the Bible. So then share a little bit. I broke it up into a couple different verses of some verses from Revelation 21 at the end of the Bible.
Yes. So it says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. The city had no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. And its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there.
So I think that's cool because there are so many parallels in those verses. Like it talks about in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the end of the story, there's a new heaven and there's a new earth that we aren't really going to understand right now. But eventually at the end of time, that's what will happen. And then also it talks about in the beginning, God created light. There was nothing in the world except for God. He was, the earth was without form and void, and he spoke in light into existence. And then he named the light day and the darkness night. But then at the end, it says, in heaven and at the end of time, there will be no night. It will mm-hmm. forever be day. And also, I thought it was cool that it says, for the glory of God gives it light. So yeah. that you don't need a sun in heaven. You don't right. need a moon in heaven to give it light during the night. God is the eternal light
yeah.
all the time, which is crazy to think about.
And it's like if you've ever stared into the sun, it's a lot. And yeah. God's glory is like so much brighter than that.
Yeah.
And I can't even wrap my mind around being around him and in his presence and that being so bright to where you can't even look at him
right.
without your eyes being like
yeah,
crazy.
And there are so many stories throughout the Bible of so many people, so many things that happen, experiences over the course of thousands of years. But I just thought this was so cool to see the beginning and the end. There's so many parallels between it because God is the beginning and the end. And so there were 3 points that the Union professor pointed out that I wanted to share today. And the first one is the Bible is a unified story of God making all things new. Everything in the Bible is unified, and it's a constant story of God recreating and making things new in his world. And the second one is God created us to join him in his mission to make all things new. We were created on purpose with a purpose by God. And it's so important to know that because our goal on this earth should be nothing other than to just worship him and to live for him and further his kingdom on mm-hmm. this earth. And last but not least, we must interpret every biblical text in the light of this greater story. So anytime you're reading the Bible, look at it not just as this is the story of Jonah and this is how mm-hmm. Jonah's life went. You got to look at it in the bigger story of this is what happened from beginning to this is what's going to happen in the end. And this entire life, this entire Bible story all fits together for a greater purpose.
Yeah, I think that's so beautiful. And I love just getting that heavenly perspective and the eternal perspective on that just because it's a complete variety of everything. Yeah. And it just changes your mind to think of it in like a holy perspective. Mm-hmm.
So thank you guys for joining us. We know this was short and sweet, but this is our first Minnesota of the month, and we are so excited. Stay tuned for all of our quick little episodes we're going to be doing throughout the month of September. We hope you were encouraged today, and maybe just go read some scripture and see it in the light of a bigger story today. We hope we've encouraged you, and you have a great rest of your week.